Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 5th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Alphabet announced a new company called Isomorphic Laboratories, which will use artificial intelligence methods for drug discovery. This builds off the work of another Alphabet subsidiary, DeepMind, which used AI to predict the structure of proteins. DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis will serve the same role at Isomorphic. Documents seen by the New York Times say Meta is considering opening retail stores to showcase its VR and AR products. Sources say retail plans are not finalized, but serious work on them began last year. The company has sporadically opened pop-up kiosks to promote hardware in the past. DJI announced the $2,199 Mavic 3 drone. This includes a custom Hasselblad L2D20C camera using a 4/3 sensor with a 24mm prime lens and 28x hybrid zoom telephoto lens, able to shoot 4K video at 120 frames per second. It offers 46 minutes of flight time and offers a video transmission range of 15 kilometers. The $4,999 Mavic 3 Cine Edition includes a 1TB SSD and the ability to encode video in Apple ProRes 422HQ. The information sources say Apple will release second-generation Apple Silicon chips in 2022 based on an updated 5nm process, with Apple using two chip dies on new desktop Macs. The report also says Apple and TSMC plan to produce 3nm chips by 2023. These could feature as many as 4 dies, with up to 40 total CPU cores per chip. The U.S. State Department is offering up to a $10 million reward for information that leads to the identification or location of any individuals in the leadership position with the DarkSide ransomware operation. DarkSide was the group behind the Colonial Pipeline cyberattack earlier this year. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced that Facebook will soon let creators share custom links to let fans pay for subscriptions to exclusive content on Facebook. If a creator uses that link instead of Apple's in-app system, the creator will keep all of the money. Facebook has promised not to take a cut until at least 2023. And Facebook will pay creators a bonus of between $5 and $20 for every new subscriber they add, no matter how they pay. 9to5 Google analyzed the code in Google's camera app and found new details about a rumored foldable Pixel phone codenamed Pippet. The app references the device using a 12.2-megapixel IMX363 camera sensor that Google used in the Pixel 3 through Pixel 5 rather than the Samsung GN1 sensor in the Pixel 6. The device appears to be on track for a 2022 release. Google Stadia now supports letting players join multiplayer games without needing an invite in select games, including clients on Android and the web. Google said this feature would be off by default, although The Verge notes that this has been enabled by default on its accounts. Google is introducing a new set of search filters below the search bar in Google Drive. This will let you limit the search by file type, modification date, location, and more. Google Drive already had filters, but they were behind a submenu. You can sign up to beta test them or wait for them to come to all workspace users. In other search shortcut news, Twitter began rolling out a shortcut to search tweets by a specific user in iOS. A search icon appears at the top right when viewing a user's profile on the Twitter app, and users will default to searching tweets from that account. Twitter already had this option in search. This update just creates a default shortcut when viewing a profile. Uber reported mixed results in its Q3 earnings, missing analyst estimates with a loss of $1.28 per share, but beating on revenue with $4.8 billion. The company did meet its target of earning a profit on earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, posting an $8 million profit in the quarter, up from a $507 million loss in Q2. Gross mobility bookings, aka ride hailing, were up 67% on the year to $9.9 billion, and gross delivery bookings were up 50% to $12.8 billion. Square made its Cash App available to users between 13 and 17 years old, previously limited to those 18 and older. Teens will need a parent or guardian to authorize their account. Once authorized, these accounts can send peer-to-peer payments and receive a Visa-powered cash card, but will not have access to borrowing, crypto or stock investing, cross-border payments, and check depositing features. iFixit confirmed that third-party display repairs on the iPhone 13 series will disable Face ID in many instances. The iPhone pairs its screen using a small microcontroller, and Apple has not provided a way for independent shops to pair a new screen, which requires logging the repair to Apple's cloud servers and syncing the serial numbers to the phone and screen. iFixit said shops can physically move a chip from the original screen onto the replacement, but describes this as sophisticated. And finally, Microsoft warned some Windows 11 users that an expired certificate was causing some features in the OS to fail, including the snipping tool, touch keyboard, and emoji panel. The certificate expired on October 31st. Microsoft issued a patch in preview to resolve some of the issues, although the snipping tool remains unavailable. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.